Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese. I'm Brendan.
I'm David.
I'm Echo.
We're here with a lesson on something that's really useful. It's the get out of jail free card.
Yeah, it will get you into and then out of trouble.
你别动。没事儿啊。别动。没事儿。你别。没事。你别动。没事儿啊。
Okay, we're back, and you may have noticed that we've got two things we're saying this time around.
Yeah.
The first one is
你别动。你别动。
Don't move.
Yeah, you don't move, right?
Yeah.
你别动。你
You
别
Don't
动
To move.
你 别 动
Yeah. Don't move.
Yeah. Hands up. Don't move.
Yeah.
Second sentence.
没事儿。没事儿,
it's okay. Or yeah. Don't worry about it.
It's kind of cute too, because you've got the R Hua Yin on the end there. It's
you have to have the R Hua Yin on the end of this.
It'll if be
you
say very, very weird.
Yeah, if you say
you sound like a dork.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do it. Always have that R there.
Yeah. It actually makes it easier to know how to say it too, because it sounds a bit like shar sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's basically most of the dialogue there. Mm-hmm. It's the entire dialogue. It's bie dong and then mei shar. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then eh.
Yeah.
And I don't
know. That's not exactly Chinese.
Yeah. It's a universal language. I have to admit, I don't know exactly what's going on in this dialogue. I think it's probably best if we all come up with our own stories.
I hope he's okay. Well, actually, I'm somewhat indifferent at this point.
没事儿.
You know, everything's okay. Everything's fine. Don't worry about it. Butt out. What have you.
Yeah. It literally means may, which is not to have.
Or right. There is not.
Mm-hmm. And then sure is thing.
Sure is like a thing or a problem, especially, yeah. Right? Like, yeah. You know, if you say 有事儿,
yeah. May问题.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I actually knew a guy years ago when I was living up in northeastern China who he'd been living there long enough to A, acquire a serious drinking problem, and B, to figure out that he could get away with almost anything by saying 没事儿. Uh-huh. Just, it would confuse people long enough.
It's true.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can be doing anything and then you say it and people are like, oh, there is no problem.
But there's a problem, but he's saying there is no problem. And it takes them a couple seconds to process this. And in that time, this guy would steal road equipment. Like, he would actually jump. I saw him once after a long night of drinking at like 6 o'clock in the morning, stagger out of the bar, jump into the cab of a steamroller parked across the street, and start it. And people would come up and run. And he's like, 没事儿, and it confused. I swear to God, it confused them long enough for him to just roll ahead that critical, you know, 10 feet.
He's a foreigner. Does he actually know what he's saying?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Does that mean that there really isn't a problem, or does he not know what he's saying? In which case, what was he trying to say?
Yeah. Note also that this was years ago, and they may have closed the loophole by now. Yeah. So don't, you know. We are not encouraging you to steal road equipment, but if you need to tell somebody that everything's fine, if you need to tell them to
The next time you're 6 months overdue on your visa, you can try tossing this at the visa office and see what they do. And let us know. I'm curious.
Yeah, let us know from Hong Kong or wherever they send you, because, you know, there are times to deploy it and there are times not to. And...
Anyway, it is it's a completely useful phrase. Mm-hmm.
And also, often you can also use it as 没关系.
Yeah, yeah. It's also, it's no problem in both senses, yes. Right?
Mm-hmm. We're like, 真的没关系,真的没事儿.
Yes.
Yeah. We have a second grammar point we want to talk about. It's not really a grammar point, it's a word. It's a useful word, it's 别.
Mm-hmm. 别动.
What does that mean?
It's don't.
Yes.
And it's the same. Sometimes you'll hear people say 不要 For the, yeah. for the same thing, right. don't do that. And that's actually where 别 comes from. So yes. if 不要 is do not, 别 is mm-hmm. don't.
Yeah, and actually 别 is more oral.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you say it again so we can hear it?
别.
Right, so that's second tone. Mm-hmm. And you basically can put verbs after it.
Yes. Pretty much any verb.
You know, anything you want. Like, mm-hmm. you know, someone's chatting away and you don't want them to talk about that.
Yeah. 你别别谈了。
Yeah, 别说了。
别说了。
Yeah.
Yeah.
别说。
One of David's favorite sentences.
Hmm?
别管我。
That's useful. Don't manage me, kind of.
Yeah, you know? Keep your nose out of it.
别管我。
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or 别笑了。
Yeah, 别笑了。Quit laughing. Mm-hmm. Don't
yeah,
laugh.
别笑。So in this lesson, we've now learned two or three valuable things. First is the 没事儿, which is useful on its own. The second thing we've learned is how to steal road equipment in Harbin. And the third thing is how to tell people not to do things.
Yeah. For example, don't steal road equipment, really.
别偷东西。
Yeah.
So that's our lesson for you today. Your mission is to go out and practice these. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
你别动。
没事儿啊。
别动。
没事儿。
你别。
没事儿。